Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?
This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And with us in the studio is David Paul, MD of VectorVest. David, great to have you with us today.
Good morning.
So you're going to talk about gold today. So what are you seeing happening to this at the moment?
Well, the gold market has had a good couple of weeks. I think the question is this a rally in a bear market or with the start of a new bull market? And I think that it's going to take a week or two yet before we can decide that. And it won't be decided at around this price. I think it'll be decided somewhere around 62% or 78% of the sell-off. I believe that that's where the most aggressive shorts will be sitting and positioning themselves. So I think whatever happens, we're probably due another $100 on the upside. And then the market will make a decision for us. I like the look of the market. It pulled back in a three wave from, and if you understand the Elliott, that's normally means that the next move up should be a five wave. So I'm quite optimistic about the market. But we'll make a final decision as to whether it's going to keep going. Some are $100 north of here, and there could be quite a bit of opportunity in the gold market between now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but aren't you just saying that, I mean, looking at that chart, it just looks like it's the weekly chart, it just looks like it's in a range, really erratic range, and there's no real Elliott wave or anything else to describe it.
Well, that I think that push up that we had during the course of last year could easily be, in my book certainly, could easily be looked upon as an impulse wave up the page. There is roughly five waves in it with a little bit of imagination. And the pullback, if that is a wave two of the new bull market, a characteristic of a wave two is a sudden and aggressive pullback, which normally goes to 78% of the impulse wave, and that's exactly where it stopped. The low of two or three weeks ago is 78% of the last upswing. So maybe it takes a bit of imagination to see it, but I'm quite optimistic about that pattern.
Let's move on to the next slide.
Well, this is Randgold Resources. Randgold Resources pulled back in a flag pattern, took out all the obvious stops, and over the last day or two has broken up through the top line defining the flag. I think it'll probably pull back a little bit and kiss that top line over the next day or two. Very difficult to get a good entry there now because it is very, very overbought in the short term. But looking optimistic for a push up the page, that is Wednesday night's close to get the slides here in time. So it had a 2% day yesterday, so I think it's moving in the right direction. So a lot of noise in that chart, and that's what I want to try and present in the next chart is a proprietary VectorVest technique called the Midas Touch, which does its best to get rid of the noise and to look at the bigger trends. It does an exceptionally good job on cyclical shares, and it is VectorVest puts a stop loss to every share in the market every single day. And the stop loss is based on a 65-day moving average, which is adjusted for volatility, and it's adjusted for the fundamentals of a share. Now, in the Midas Touch technique, we take a 10-day moving average of the VectorVest stop and a 65-day moving average of the VectorVest stop and chart those. Now, the VectorVest stop is loosely based on a 65-day moving average, so it's a moving average of a moving average, which is a double smoothing. And it was put together by Bart DeLeda with VectorVest to try and get rid of the noise in the HUI, which is the American Gold Bugs Index. The green line on the chart is the 10-period moving average, the 65, the red line is the 65-period moving average, and the red indicator at the bottom is a 40-day average of our momentum indicator, RT. And when RT comes up through 1 and the two moving averages cross, when both things fire at once, that's a buy signal. And that called the low of the market last February in Randgold, and it called the high about 2-3 months ago. And that technique is still saying it's too early to get on board Randgold Resources. So it's a technique that works superbly well in cyclicals, where you get nice runs up and down. Works exceptionally well in construction shares. It's worked exceptionally well in Anglo, Billiton, Rio Tinto, Glencore. So anybody that wants a simple technique that you can follow and ignore the noise, that does the job for you.
Okay. Next slide.
Fresnillo's showing pretty much the same thing I've marked with those two blue vertical lines, the signals in and the signals out. We got a signal to buy into Fresnillo last February, and that signal was current until October last year. And again, we'd be waiting for the two moving averages to cross and the RT40 to move up through 1 before we would get a buy signal. So very simple signals. I think that it would be difficult to trade the signals with leverage, Zach, because it masks an awful lot of noise. For those people who want to take a direct position in commodity shares and ignore the noise, it does the job. It does the job very easily and simply.
David, thank you. David Paul there from VectorVest.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?